Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I'm sure some of y'all are thinking, yay, I could be a nano or micro influencer. But before we go out there pitching, let's step back and be brutally honest about our community. Two things our partners are looking for. First up, the relationship. And that has to do with accessibility. You see, most of us are content creators. We are brilliant at content marketing, getting ideas out there. What partners are looking for, though, is a more intimate relationship, more interaction, more depth in that interaction. That's why we have to blend our human side with our ideas. Our community not only has to feel like they know us, but also that they can have conversations with us. So ask yourself, how do I interact with folks? Am I more of a content distributor or am I a connector? Second up, the fit. Keep in mind that bigger companies are all about the data now. They have drilled down on who their best clients are and the world they live in. Even B2B companies are doing this. So we have to be equally clear about our folks. Not only who they are, but about their concerns, their challenges, and what they are willing to invest in. Too many of us have a great fan base that won't buy certain things at a certain price point. That's okay. We just got to know so we can create the best partnerships. The last thing we want to have is to be deemed not relevant or little influence due to a bad match. Ouch. Look, the best news here is that the rise of the nano and micro influencers level the playing field. It's another way smaller shops like ours can access big marketing budgets. But we have to be willing to play in the big leagues. These are sophisticated buyers. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.